Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Kieser, intern Mark here with you on this Tuesday morning. Talking a little college football, and to help us do that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our friend Emily Proud to the program of CBS Sports. Emily, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm great. Happy to be here.
Thanks for being with us. Appreciate you taking time to join us today. First off, how was the big house over the weekend? That looked fun.
Oh, loud. Loud. No, it was good. It was a little bit hotter than I was expecting it to be in Michigan. I was expecting to, you know, maybe get a little bit of a cooler atmosphere compared to what we got going down here in Tennessee. But no, it was spectacular.
Really glad you got to go to the second best college town in Michigan.
That's, that's good. Joe's already been talking the smack. No, I get it. At some point, hopefully, I hope to go a little bit more north and see what else they got going in that state. But
to be fair, they're not very
good. Trip was good.
Yeah, they're not.
Yeah.
They are not. Well, let's start with the Vols. So the Vols waltz into Oklahoma on Saturday night. They take down the Sooners 25-15. Maybe a little bit different of a game stylistically in terms of the way that played out that some people expected going into it, but a dominant performance defensively by Tennessee. The offense did not have to do a ton, although Nico made a couple of big plays, and they had one long touchdown drive with Dylan Sampson finishing it off. But the Vols are 4-0. Right now they look like they're in really good position to make the college football playoff. What did you make of that win for Tennessee against Oklahoma on Saturday?
I just felt like they were in total control. You know, I mean, Robbie, you've experienced some sweaty Tennessee games. That one did not feel that sweaty, right? I mean, even though the score ended up being, you know, a 10-point win, it never felt like Tennessee was out of control. It felt like they were just doing what they needed to do on offense to kind of get by and to get out of there with a win. And to be honest, I like that they've now shown that they can win in different ways, right? I mean, you talk about the duality of a team. You go just destroy Kent State 71-0, and then the next week you run the ball 52 times and win with defense. It's good to see them doing multiple things, because for a while, for Josh Heupel, you've just seen them win in this one way, and that is, you know, we might give up 50 points, but as long as we score 51, we're going to win that football game. And I remember there's this great stat from Patrick Brown, who of course works with us at 24/7 Sports. He said something along the lines of Heupel has now won a game while scoring fewer than 30 points for two seasons in a row after not winning in that way at all in his first four seasons as a head coach. So you kind of see him adapting too. And it was a good juxtaposition too of what we saw on the other sideline, where you're not seeing Oklahoma adapting. You have them with a great defense. I think that was the reason that Tennessee wasn't able to get a lot done offensively. We've got to give them full credit, but they haven't figured out the offense. And in years past, when Lincoln Riley was the head coach, they had the offensive component, but couldn't figure out the defense. You're seeing it kind of all come together for Tennessee, which should be very exciting for Tennessee fans.
Yeah, so obviously they're in great position for the playoff, Emily. I mean, Georgia and Alabama, any other loss in the schedule for Tennessee, which certainly these things happen in college football, but it would be a big, big surprise. Do you consider – so I think we'd all agree they're in great shape to be one of the 12. Do you think they're a national championship contender?
I hate going that far at this point in the season.
Let's go there.
let's go there. But if you look at the rest of the college football landscape, I mean, there's no team right now that feels inevitable, right? I mean, I think with Ohio State, I just don't know enough about them. It feels a lot like Michigan last year, where we know they're really good, but it's going to take until, let's be real, probably deep into the season, if not the final game of the regular season, until we actually figure out who this Ohio State team truly is. Georgia, as we saw, played with their food at Kentucky. They're dealing with some injuries. Texas is now without their starting quarterback. They're the number one team in the nation. I know they've got a great backup, but Arch wasn't fantastic on Saturday. Alabama looked mortal against USF for the second straight year in a row. I mean, Ole Miss still hasn't played anybody with a pulse. Miami's best win is what, Florida, which doesn't look fantastic right now. And so I think it's not just the fact of what I said about Tennessee and the way that they're winning football games and they're showing that they're a complete football team, that you should feel good about them. But elsewhere in college football, there's nobody there like, oh, they play them, like there's no chance. It feels somewhat, you know, I wouldn't say wide open, but it feels open right now.
Well, you mentioned that, and the SEC is really interesting too, just because, like you said, Georgia, I mean, Kentucky gave them all they could handle. You know, I watch Alabama play, and they looked great against Wisconsin. You got that game coming up this weekend, and just in terms of the Georgia-Alabama game, I'm looking forward to that. I think it's going to be awesome. Like, to me, that's a Jalen Milroe game. Like, if Jalen Milroe plays top Jalen Milroe, then Alabama's going to have a real shot. And if he doesn't, if he plays like he did against Texas last year, Georgia's probably going to roll. What do you make of that matchup?
I mean, how cool is it that we're getting this during the regular season? I was at the SEC championship game last year, and all we were talking about was how many times these teams have met in the postseason and how there's going these two. And so to see this in the regular season, I think is going to be spectacular. But all the people that were against the expanded playoff, this is their week. This is their moment to shine, because if we're being honest with ourselves, a win is not a loss is not a playoff eliminator in this game. This is going to be a spectacular game, and it's a top five matchup. And obviously two programs that, as I said, have met in the postseason, where it is really do or die. But this is one of those games where I hope to learn something about these two teams, but I don't think that either team will be totally eliminated from playoff contention with a loss in this game, because this is the time of year where we start to learn that this year we're going to talk a lot about the similar things that we do during basketball season, which is one of my worst phrases in sports, which is a good loss or a resume loss. Whichever team loses this game is going to get one of those. So hopefully we can collect some data points. Like you said, we can see if Jalen Milroe has taken steps forward this year. We can see if Georgia's injuries, especially on the defensive side, are going to start mounting for them or what. So it's a good way to learn about these teams, but the stakes aren't necessarily there with this expanded playoff.
Yeah, I'm not any less excited for this game as I would be in a four team. I don't know about you guys. Which side are you on, Emily? Which side are you on?
I mean, I'm expanded. Like, I like it. I'm pro expanded.
There we go. Okay, I just want to make sure.
Because we have to deal with the slightly less exciting game in September, but the month of December and into January is going to be awesome. So I just keep I'm looking ahead.
I like that. I can respect
it. I think it's been great already. I mean, I think it's already been better. I mean,
I honestly like what it does for the group of five.
Yes, that's a huge part of it.
Yeah, like with Northern Illinois, obviously they lost this past weekend, so I'm sorry we can't get excited about them anymore. But
and Memphis
with
too.
With that win against Notre Dame, it used to just be a really cool story, and we bring up the facts of how much money they won in addition to the game, and, you know, it was fun for a week, and, you know, it was, then we'd move on with our lives. But now it's like, okay, are they going to be the group of five representative? Same thing with Memphis. When Memphis beat Florida State, which I know are not world beaters this year, it would normally just be, wow, a great win over a power five, or now power four program. Now it's like, well, now they have a seat at the table. And we even heard Ryan Silverfield, the head coach for Memphis, say that he uses that on the recruiting trail. And so I love what it means for the group of five, honestly, that we're not just looking at these standalone early season massive upsets as this fun, you know, way to get back at Power Five teams and to take their money and to embarrass them on their own turf, but they actually have a seat at the table now.
Yeah, I mean, I was on pins and needles for both those games. Northern Illinois losing to Buffalo, Memphis, Navy, both crazy, awesome games. And, like, I was all into both of them. Would not have cared at all before this.
Yeah. No, I have a couple games for CBS Sports Network coming up later this season, and they're both at UNLV, and that's a team that's 2-0 in Big 12 play right now. And so I get excited about, you know, I always get excited when I get to cover a game and get to be there in person. But now I'm like, all right, I'll be a little bit of a Rebel fan this year to just kind of root for them. So it is, you know, there's more stakes to those games. It's not just who's going to win the Mountain West. It's, well, you have a chance to punch your ticket to the playoff if you continue to play the way that you're playing.
Yep, no doubt about it. Emily, great stuff as always. Really appreciate you taking time to be with us, and we will talk to you soon.
Of course. Good to talk to you guys. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you with us. Emily Proud with us here on the program from 24/7 Sports and CBS Sports. Same thing.
Yes, they are. Yep. They are together.
They're all together.
CBS Sports, yeah.
615-737.
It was in the big house.
1025, our phone number. What a game that was, by the way.
Yeah. You know,
nice classic Big Ten matchup between Michigan and USC.
Michigan threw for 32 yards and won the football game. Good for them. I think there's going to be some tough weeks ahead
for
the Blue.
Could be. We'll see. We'll get into the Vols coming up next. Their win against Oklahoma. And what that win signifies for them the rest of this season. All that coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.